Farmer Will. We talked about him from Farmer Wants a Wife yesterday. Apparently, Hayley, who was with Farmer Matt, how sorted is this? And was so upset when Matt dumped her for Tara, who we ended up with on the show, and now she's come out on her Instagram and said, you know, the show's edited me so badly. Well, reality TV, darling, that's what happens. That's okay. What you sign up for.
Oh, was that Hayley saying that she was edited badly?
No, Tara was saying she was edited badly. No, Hayley hasn't said a thing. She walked away after that. But we found out well before the reunion show on the 11th of August that Farmer Will and Hayley are having a bubba. She's 22 weeks on in her pregnancy stakes. And because yesterday we didn't hear anything when the story broke about Farmer Will.
Well, yeah, because they're not together. So she's come out and said she's 22 weeks pregnant. Yeah.
He's broken his silence.
That's right. He hadn't spoken about it. So I haven't. What's he said?
He's come out with one Instagram post last night. It says, a wolf does not concern himself with the opinions of sheep.
Yeah, a wolf.
You utter dickhead, Farmer Will. That lends nothing. That lends nothing to the situation at hand.
What? So what picture has he got on there?
A picture of a wolf. And that statement, he's obviously the wolf in that statement, and he's having a go at all of us conjecturing about the state of the relationship with him and Hayley. He's just saying, he says, I'm above.
This one, it's not on there now. That one?
No, it's out there. Can you see it? I've got it on my computer screen here. A wolf does not concern himself with the opinions of sheep.
Okay. Maybe he's taken it down because it's not on there now.
He's probably taken it down.
That's his high on Farmer Will.
Yeah, well, I've got a capture here. Obviously came out last night. And really it is him having a dig at all of us, you know, asking him to come forth and spill about what's happened between him and Hayley.
Well, see, I'm okay with him to not do that. We had this discussion yesterday. You know, I just don't think he needs to. That's a personal thing.
That's a cop-out to me.
No, that happened after the show. The cameras are off, you know.
I want to know because they will address.
What do you want to know?
They will address this on the 11th of August in that reunion show. And I don't know whether they'll do a fast edit or not because the whole thing was filmed last December. The show was done in the months previous to that amongst all the COVID stuff. I just think as a man, if you're professing not to talk about, you know, a potential baby coming along you've been responsible for, we just need, because you're in the public eye, we just need an explanation of where things sit with you and Hayley. She's not saying anything. There's this big elephant in the room.
I don't think we do. See, this surprises me that you're saying this because you're in the public eye and you are a fiercely private person. You don't share a lot of your personal stuff, and that I think that's fair enough, and I have total respect for that.
Mate, he's got a bigger audience than I have.
No, listen, though.
We do Gimpy in the Cooler Coast.
You have an audience too, though, and you are a fiercely, fiercely private person. You don't share a lot of your personal stuff. You share some things. You'll share about sniffing people's feet and stuff like
all
that.
All the funny stuff, yeah.
But you would never share about something like this that was happening in your family, your kids' lives.
Well, I don't go around getting people pregnant.
Lives. You know what I'm saying, though? That is a very serious personal thing that he's got going on. So you would never share something like that with the public.
But because it's
none of your business, F off. You'd say it to anyone in the office and you would never, ever share it publicly on the microphone. So I'm shocked that you feel this way and that you're not going,
because
he's got his right to
privacy. I'll tell you why. Having vested in the show, having got to know the dude.
And you're just nosy. You are nosy.
And as a man, I love his dimples. He had the cute smile and he was probably the most, you know what, probably out of all the farmers, he was the favourite on the show. The audience is just asking for an explanation and an answer. I know he wants his privacy.
He doesn't have to give it. He's not on the show anymore. Just because you're on the show doesn't mean your life is up for public, you know, scrutiny and, you know, just to satisfy your curiosity. You know what I mean? For the rest of his life.
No,
you are just a nosy bee.
I just need to know. If anyone in the Zinc family knows Farmer Will or what's going on, I'm happy for you to share it with us and spill the beans, all right? I'm nosy.
You should have been in, you know, a spy, seriously. I mean, you kind of already are. Yeah.
The trouble is, him not saying anything makes him look like a cad, and surely if your reputation and what people's opinion of you is forming because of this story, then surely he'd want to come out and put it to rest. That's all I'm saying.
I think the exact opposite. I don't think it makes him look like a cad. I think it makes him look like he's got class. And that he wants, you know, I really do.
Wow.
This is a baby involved. Now, you know.
There's no baby yet.
No, but there will be. Okay, let's have a think about this. he is in the future going to have a child. Now, he is, in my opinion, I feel like he's already protecting his child by not coming out and saying, oh, yeah, this happened and that happened and we shagged on this night or whatever. I feel like he is already being a good father by protecting his child and not turning it into an absolute media circus. So, bravo to you, Farmer Will. You're being a good dad already.
How do you feel about it, Steve? You weighing in?
About this Farmer Will,
mm-hmm.
Right, I reckon it's absolutely wrong what he's done.
Right.
Because now there's going to be another single mother out there.
Yep.
With a baby.
Yep.
And I've got to go to work to pay for that.
Look, I understand what you're saying, Steve, but, I mean, it takes two to tango. I mean, there's also responsibility on the woman's part to you know, to use protection.
Yeah, same as me.
Yeah, same as him, but there's two people involved. I mean, it's not like, you know what I'm saying, Steve? Like, it's not just his responsibility. It's also hers.
No, yeah, but he's two. You always put a, always put a balloon on.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, yeah, anyway, I mean, who knows what happened? We can't speak for what happened, you know, when they...
My opinion is, right, you shouldn't have children until you get married.
Mm-hmm.
And some people see that as an old-fashioned view, but Steve, I'm with you, mate. That's just how it should be. And but I just think Will needs to address it. He needs to come out to all of us in Australia and just explain it.
That's right, because there's too many women running around, right, which are getting... They've got multiple kids to multiple men, and then us taxpayers are going to pay for those Commonwealth support and all that and the whole deal. There's just too much of it going on. There's 17 and 18-year-olds which is at school pushing a bloody pram around.
Yeah, Steve, you know, speaking from experience, and I was an 18-year-old mother, and look, for me personally, I had a lot of... I grew up very religiously. And I had, and I take responsibility for you know, what I did or didn't do, but I had a lot of issues going on with dealing with religious oppression, and so you don't always know what's going on in people's lives. Now, this girl on Farm Wants a Wife, she's 25. She knows what she's doing, and as you said, so does Will. And I do understand what you're saying, but I guess, you know, there's each circumstance has its... I don't know, and sometimes it just doesn't work. Contraception also is not 100%.
That's right.
You know, maybe they did use it, maybe it broke, maybe,
whatever.
You know, who knows?
Yeah,
so then,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they did take precautions, maybe they used contraception and it failed. You know, I've got someone very close to me that had a vasectomy, and 5 years later he had another child.
Wow, that's scary.
You know, and because it failed.
Well, you know, Steve, the thing is, you didn't answer my question. I really want to know, should Farmer Will come out and say something? I understand all that point of view about marriage and, you know, single women and babies and that sort of stuff, but, I mean, I just want Farmer to come out, you know, to say something.
Yeah.
Just to acknowledge it. That's all I want.
I want to, yes. And back on the point, look, shout out to all of the wonderful humans that have had kids and they're not married, because I personally don't think you need to be married to have kids. And a lot of people choose not to.
Well, you should be, but anyway.
No, I don't agree. A lot of people choose to not, you know, get married, officially go down, you know, that sort of...
And route. I don't get that either. Make
well,
a commitment.
Well, you don't need to get that, Bilko. We're not all the same. You're, you know, living in the whatever, dark ages, in my opinion. But that's my opinion. And I believe in the institution of marriage, but I also believe that there are many wonderful people that just decide for whatever reason to not get married, and more power to them. I don't believe they should be judged. But what I will say is this, is that there are many young girls who do happen to fall pregnant, and for me personally, it was one of the most emotional and scary times of my life, and thank goodness I had the support of my mum and my brothers and my family. And, you know, yes, I take responsibility. I fell pregnant, whatever. I didn't use precautions, whatever I did. But I just feel like there should be no generalisation that all young girls who fall pregnant have done it to try and get government funding. That is just absolute BS, and they should not be portrayed as if that's what they're doing, because it's life, isn't it? It's life, you know, and people fall pregnant and It's just something that should not be. I just will not have young girls, every young girl or any young girls, facing the scorn of people that just are judging them and saying that they've done it to get money and to be lazy or whatever and not have to work.
Fair enough.
That's just not true and it's unfair.